right now on VFN TV. I had an encounter with God at his throne room. We've been talking about this a couple programs, but this is the last final segment where we're talking about distinctly what and how our response needs to be to God, best that I can understand for what he's shown me. We're going to go to heaven today, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, is joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Has this not been awesome?
Yes.
I'm telling you, man.
What part is this?
This is our final part. We're talking about, you know, this encounter that, you know, God gave me with his vision of being at his throne room, outside the door of his throne room, which was just amazing. We've been spending all these programs trying to talk about it.
Revelation 4, we've talked about Isaiah.
Yeah.
Six wings, eyes everywhere, the glory of God. It's amazing. And also what happens when you're in the glory before God, and how do you feel?
Yeah, we're talking about that today. Today's programs, we're going back to the VFM Dream Center, and this is where I'm trying to explain an encounter I have with the Lord that he gave me in regards to being able to, like Revelation chapter 4, he says, I saw an open door in heaven and it called me up. And I'm like standing at this open door looking into his throne room. And just that alone, you know, talks about this. It just showed me the significance, the importance of Jesus Christ, preaching Jesus, him crucified, him resurrected, the blood, the cross, everything. Because you don't want to be there without Jesus, believe me. But God wants you to be there with Jesus. As a matter of fact, we're going to join us now at the VFN Dream Center, where I'm beginning and continuing to share, and you know, what kind of mindset, what kind of heart set should we have? What kind of thoughts should we have towards sin? It's become so acceptable now.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, help us to find it and repent, God. And let's just join with it right now. Let's go. Pastors were getting saved. Atheists are over churches, over mega churches, some mega churches, saying, I can't find another occupation. Ministry is not an occupation. If you understand a holy God, that's not an occupation. It's the fear of God, what you're doing. And you're speaking on behalf of him. And literally, the Lord is, I mean, you have to understand, it's a spiritual battle going on. The Lord has shown me, you know, situations where you have the congregation and you have a man or woman speaking. And if they're launching out, if they're saying things that are not of God, but it may seem religious, understand it's literally the words are spirit. And they're loosing stuff over that the congregation. They're loosing things over them. And if they say amen, in other words, I'm in agreement with that, it comes right back. And the Lord showed me this person was saying this, and I saw all these dark things go out into them. And it stayed there, but once they said amen, it came back. And it was like ebb and flow. Why are people in darkness? Because they don't understand a holy God who has eyes everywhere, who has a heart that's deep in love with you, who wants to spend eternity with you. But think about it, wants to spend eternity with you. That's awesome. But it's like awesome, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the door was just cracked like 25%. The doors are opening. Two doors, double doors are opening up. But are we ready? Are you ready for God? Who is this King of Glory, right? Are you ready for him? This is who he is. He's not a good feeling. He's not heat. He's fire. He's a consuming fire. Does that make sense? He's awesome. He's so in love with you that there was no way to be in relationship with you outside of one remedy, and that was his son who he loved for in eternity. His son left the splendors of heaven, came to earth to live as we live so that he can empathize with our issue that separated us from God, but not sin like we've sinned. Jesus was born of Mary, walked on the earth, lived a sinless life, did everything the Father told him to do because he understood the holiness of the Father because it's his Father, and he totally understood that, and he obeyed him. And he went to the cross, but he didn't go to the cross because God was wrong. He didn't go to the cross because Jesus is wrong. He went to the cross because you were wrong, because I'm wrong. Isaiah was wrong. He went to the cross because of sin, our sin. God sacrificed his own son so that he could be in relationship. He dealt, sin is so evil, it took his son to die for your sin. And think about that. If you're not exercising that right, what right do you have to say anything at the judgment seat of Christ? He gave his son for you. The blows he took with the whip, the beating he took, all the crowns of thorns, everything that he that happened, and then being nailed to a cross, that wasn't because he did something wrong. It's because you did something wrong. But understand, he put that punishment, your punishment, my punishment, on Jesus. In other words, he dealt with the blows that should have come your way and let the blows come on his son because he loves you. He wants a relationship with you. It's not about religion. The reason why you're struggling with church, family, life, because you're thinking it's about religion. It's about relationship. We're going to be together forever. It's eternity. Sin. Anything that separates you and puts you in a place before the righteousness of God with no way out. Why would you want that in your life? But we're in such a lukewarm of all the things to be said about America. Well, God's going to have mercy on America. The church is doing wonderful in China. The church is doing wonderful in Korea. The church is doing wonderful in Iran. But he's going to have mercy on America. They pray for us, the church in China, because we're so blessed. People end up leaving God when they got things and stuff. They worry about things. Oh, my things. Oh, my stuff. My things and stuff. Stuff and things. Things and stuff. Oh, my stuff and things. That's their prayer life. Oh, Lord, give me some more things and stuff. The rich young ruler walked away from God because of stuff and things. He had many things. And America's got many things. I was riding down the interstate the other day thinking, God, I'm in this vehicle, and it's carrying me miles down the road to do something I thought was pretty awesome. And people take it for granted. The reason why it's 350 horsepower, because our ancestors had to pull 350 horses in front of them, in front of their carriage, to be able to go that fast with that kind of power. 350 horses that you fed and that you had to put up on the reins and you had to pull you down. But yet you're able to go down the road, and it's in this little thing. And God's allowing us to live in this season. And what are we doing? Complaining about it? Complaining that we got to put gas in it? God's like, put gas in it and go tell somebody about me. Isaiah said, once his sin was dealt with, he says, they're saying, well, who can I send? Who will go for us? Isaiah's like, that close to seeing his sin, seeing the holiness of God, God dealing with his sin, and he was willing to raise his hand. He's willing to raise his hand. A religious person says, well, you don't know enough to tell people about Jesus. Like, you know, that is the peak right there, brother. Once you know that he sends sin and he is holy and you know repentance is required, you're a lot further than a lot of religious people are at the point. We lived in a blessed age. This is a wonderful opportunity to obey the Lord and not waste this moment. Not waste this opportunity, not waste this moment in time when we could stand before him, not just barely making it in, but coming in with thousands and thousands of souls in the kingdom of God. Because we went and told them, first we told them, yes, I have sinned and I've fallen short and I had to get my sins forgiven too. And outside of God, I'd fall. I can't even tie my shoes without him. But listen, he loves you too and he wants a relationship with you. But you're going to have to repent. You can't just keep coming in with this stuff. You're going to have to deal with the stuff in your life. Listen, marriage is going to be better when actually repentance is done in the marriage. The individual husband and the individual wife, you got to deal with your sin. Don't just talk about the spouse's sin. Deal with, repent for your sin. Well, he'll take advantage of me. Welcome to, you know, Jesus said they hit you on one cheek, turn the other. She'll take advantage of me. That can happen. Just turn your cheek. Let her hurt your other one. I only got two cheeks. What do I do? You got actually two other cheeks.
Well, I'm sitting here talking about, you know, at the VFN Dream Center about trying to explain the importance and the relevance of holiness of God, and that in his presence is when we understand that we aren't holy outside of our personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Without holiness, no man sees God. But in Jesus Christ, when we commit our life to him, we accept him as the Lord of our life, and he becomes the Lord of our life, then and we have the holiness of Jesus in our life. That's what's so important about it. That's what we're talking about. That's what I'm trying to talk about and explain as I'm standing at the throne of God talking and trying to explain that. When we get back from this break, I'm going to talk about the glory of God, and we're going to bring this thing home. I know we've been talking about this and kind of sharing over the last couple of programs, but this is the final segment with regards to trying to explain this particular vision. But I want you to know you can get the whole thing as a gift. We're just going to give it to you. You go to vfnkb.com. Up the very top, you'll see in the menu area, special offers, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. And just, we want you to have the whole thing all together, every piece of it. And there's parts of it we didn't get a chance to even show. And you can share with people as well. But this, I believe that God's going to give you these same kind of experiences. Join us at the break. We're going to finish this encounter at the throne room of God. Join us at the break.
We'll be right back. The Battle of Gettysburg in July 1863 was an attack by Confederate troops on the North on their own soil. General Lee's plan was to win, thereby discouraging the Union in continuing. His plan failed, and it became the turning point in the Civil War.
4 months later, Lincoln delivered his Gettysburg Address. It took only 2 minutes to deliver, but it's considered one of the most stirring speeches in American history.
And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
The Gettysburg Address has biblical themes throughout, from such books as John 3 and Psalm 90.
Lincoln later said, "In regard to this great book, I can only say it is the best gift which God has ever given man."
Experience the book that shapes history by visiting motb.tv. Take part in viewing this historic short film campaign by interacting with the film, the commercials, and the book itself. This fall, experience the book together, brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to vfntv.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at vfntv.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to vfntv.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to vfntv.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine anytime you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to vfntv.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are at the VFN Dream Center this week, and I'm trying to share about an encounter that God gave me at his throne room, this powerful vision, and trying to communicate. And this is the last segment that we're going to have on it. You can get the whole thing, of course, at vfnkb.com under special offer. It's a gift to you. But I want to talk, I'm going to be talking about the honey glory of God. Imagine thick honey, warm presence, hug all over, just this great, awesome. That's what you're designed for. That's what God's presence is like, this weightiness of God, you know, the kabod and grub. This is the awesomeness of God. And I had mentioned it earlier, and you don't have it in today's program, but I mentioned it about when I went into a major's office in a governmental building. And when I was in this office, literally the glory of God just filled and everybody began to weep. And it was just so wonderful, just melted us together. Listen, that's what God has for you forever, forever. But the one thing that happens is the enemy tries to steal that from us. And why God, I believe, is showing, he showed me this so I could tell you this and also for myself to understand he's what matters most out of everything. You know, get it right with God. And I'm closing this out by saying, you know what? Make sure when you do show up, because everybody's going to be accountable before God, that if you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, if you say, you know what? I've sinned. I've fallen short. I want you, Jesus. I'm telling you, forgive me for my sin. And he forgives you. Then you're going to be his disciple. You know, learn about him. Learn about his ways. He says, I want you to teach people the commandments that I have taught you. Teach them to obey those commandments. And we do that, you know, at the VFN Dream Center, we call that, you know, the Emmaus Road. And if you want to go there, you can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org and go Hello Church, and you can see Emmaus Road. You can find out how you want to be able to do it as a non-member or member or whatever. We'd love to be able to have you, but just begin to learn the ways of God, because we're all going to have to eventually answer for that as well. But so many people, it'll just change your life forever. So here we are. This is me explaining the last encounter of my encounter with God at his throne room, a Revelation chapter 4 encounter with God. Let's go there now.
It's not about you. It's about him. It's about eternity with him. People are like, oh, you know, she's passed away. She's a believer. She's standing in the presence of God. She is moving into eternity. Why would you pity her? We're the ones that should be pitied if we're not living for God in this lifetime. It was like thick honey glory in the major's office. God's presence is awesome. We're designed for him. Every heart was melted and tears were coming in. Little Derek grabbing Kleenexes. You know why? Because they were just hearing what God does, the stories of God, the testimony. He says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The mercy seat's also called what? The testimony. Do you have a testimony? A godly testimony. What does it mean? It means get real with sin. You better embarrass sin before it embarrasses you. You're not unique. You don't have, something didn't happen to you. Your daddy, your mama, your brother, your uncle, your listen, you're a sinner. Quit acting like, oh, you only knew. Oh my goodness, they didn't let me eat grits. The things people make up, like you're a unique sinner. You're gonna have to get real with sin. People telling you that, you know, you're at an age you don't have to worry about it. If you died today, you're gonna stand in the presence of this holy God. You're gonna, you know, and you talk about pain. Had to preach at your funeral when they know good and well. They told you over and over again, but you stayed with the devil. You stayed in darkness. The only hope is to tell more people about the Lord when we have the funeral for Ananias and Sapphira. So I just wanted to tell you, he let me peek inside that door. It was awesome. It was fearful. It was awe. It was like, check everything. You understand, when you're entering into, there's nothing you can, I mean, there's nothing that's going to fit. Nothing in you is going to fit in that place. He doesn't just tell you, he is something. He doesn't tell you, he is truth. There is no other way but God's way. These are not suggestions. So to even come anywhere near him, anywhere near him, you better be right with Jesus. So, well, I'm right with God. I don't know about Jesus. Like, listen, dude, your only way you're going to survive is to be with Jesus. One particular, let's look at Les Brown says, he says, you know, if you're 30 years old, you should be responsible for your own face. Some people's face is so long they could eat oats from a tailpipe in a car, a muffler. Did you know you could not even approach a king? You couldn't even approach a king with the right countenance on you. If you had a bad countenance on your face, something was kind of distorted on your face. We're the only creation on earth that has the ability to express things with our face. We have all these different smiles and whatever. And so we can radiate the glory of God by our face. Or we can magnify darkness with our face. You see, people like, I'm talking about approaching a holy king. So if they're looking at you, but this is my hands are a mirror, this is what they do. Every time you look at yourself, you give yourself a better look than us. If you would just smile, saying, you know, Jesus, if you know him, people are going to get saved. You should be responsible for your face. When you approach this holy king, you're not walking in with an attitude with your lips so sticking out so long, people tripping over them. He's a holy king. He's a holy God. You're checking everything. You're thinking about everything that you bring. You're thinking about, you're walking in humble. You're walking in thankful. You're walking in grateful. Somebody says, you need what I have. And they go, Lord, I don't want what you have. Is it contagious? Can I catch it? Please don't sneeze this way. And they're talking about probably cough in church, not even a relationship, but got to go to my church. This is the year of open door. Angels are standing at it. I think it was a crescendo. It was Wednesday when God told me, and then all of a sudden you're finding out everybody's touching base with all on the phones, and we're finding out God's telling us all the same thing, that we need to get ready. And all of a sudden, that's why the gates opened up for everybody to be able to come to this gathering, to hear what the gatekeepers are hearing and understand, you know, the Father's open, understand he's a holy God. And that we want to survive this. Does that make sense? We will with Jesus, but only with Jesus. Don't wait till you're a certain age to serve God. Serve God now. Be on fire now. Listen, we'll pour gas on you. Don't. I'm telling you, literally. Although there is a young Christian rapper that talks about that. Watch me burn. Never mind. So, but literally, you know, when you see God, I mean, I think about one particular evangelist, and I'm coming to an end here. He said, God will take you and hang you over hell to where you feel what it's going to be like dropped into hell. And then he'll put you back and say, now go tell people about your experiences. Why? Because hell is real. Hell is a choice. Hell's a choice, not God's choice. That was created for the angels, not for man. Men have to choose to go there. The fallen angels. Well, God put me at his throne room outside the door. And I'm telling you, he's a holy God. He's a loving God. He loves you. He's holy. He's holy. He loves you, but he's holy. He can't change his nature, but he can fix the issue that separates you from him through his son. Making Jesus the Lord of your life, not a get-out-of-hell-free card. Literally, the Lord of your life. You want to be in intimate relationship with him, so when you stand there, it's you under the blood. You and Jesus are so close that you're not thinking about, I feel naked, I feel undone, like you're bringing something of yourself there. We're on the precipice. We're on a moment in time where God's about to, everything he said he's going to do, is about to do it. And the shocking thing to me, John, was these people that hung around for a long time, we thought they were solid pillars. Once God showed up at Brownsville, they're the first ones out the door. It's like, what were y'all believing? You left when he showed up? What was that? Whoa, it just didn't even make, why would you even? And then spoke against what God was doing. You know why? Because if the enemy's deceived you enough to take you away, he's got to convince you that what you did was right by getting you to lie about what God's doing. Now you're speaking against the Spirit of God I couldn't imagine what that would be like. He says he'll forgive you for what you say and blaspheme even Jesus, but if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, that's what he says. Speaking against the move of God. Speaking against the move of God. You see, the only way you could do that, if you had no fear of God, you had no reverential fear, and this whole, you don't know it. And who's talking about his holiness? You know? You can't say that no more. So I stood and I saw, and the doors are opening. Just like Revelations 4:1, he took me to heaven, and before me was an open door. And what did he see? He saw the throne room of God. Verse 4, verse 5, what did he see? The title deed to earth. Nobody was worthy. Nobody. Only Jesus was worthy. And he said, weep no more. But the one who doesn't make Jesus the Lord of their life, you have reason to weep. You have reason to weep. I want to ask you right now, where are you going to spend eternity? If you're going to die today, and you could. You could die today. I mean, it's amazing how quickly life just fades away. The moment you pass from this life, to be absent from the body is to be present with God. So you're instantly like, you're with him, you're there. And if you're there without Jesus, from what he showed me, it's instant. It's not like, it's just instant. It's, sin just can't exist in his presence. It's just, he's just holy, he's holy. It's not that he did not give his son for you. It's that you didn't make his son the Lord of your life and repent for your sin. Do you know where you'd be today? If you died today, do you know where you'd be? Well, you can make a decision today, right now, this very moment. You say, I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. He's going to determine my outcome. I don't have to be strong-armed to read my Bible anymore. I don't have to be told to go. I'm like, he's mine. I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm there. Fully his. You can make that decision today. Say, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Now I understand there's nobody righteous, only you, Jesus, only you, but you are the way. Any other way is a thief and a robber. You can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Listen, it's time to deal with the sin in your life. It's time to deal with the sin in your life. I want to pray with you right now. Those that are here, maybe that's a decision you need to make. Many people will be hanging around, but do you know him? Religion's hanging around the cross. Christianity's getting on the cross. He said, pick up your cross. Not Jesus' cross. He said, pick up your cross and follow him. If that's you right now, you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, I want you to pray. This is what it's all about. This is not a second plan. This is the plan of God to be able to redeem you, to bring you into that place of holiness, righteousness, with God through his son. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Y'all pray with me too. If somebody in this house right now, you guys need to find the Lord right now, is your moment in time. I want you to pray, Jesus, thank you, Lord, for dying for my sins, paying the price for me. Forgive me, Lord, of my sinful life, where I've sinned against you, and I sinned against others. Forgive me, Lord, for the sin that I have with my eyes. Lord, forgive me, Lord, for the sin I have with my hands. Lord, forgive me, Lord, for the sin I have with my feet, places I went that I shouldn't have went. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me, Jesus. Cover me, Lord. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I am all yours. And I have confidence now that you're all mine. In Jesus' name. I want to welcome you to the family of God. We're so excited for you. You made a huge decision. At this moment, because of faith, because you've made a decision to follow Jesus Christ, make him the Lord of your life. Understand, you can stand before the holy throne of God because of what Jesus did. You're in Jesus.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to. And not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
That's right.
No matter, I mean, there's so many people. I mean, in history, there's, you know, God will give you a gift to be able to prophesy for others, but he won't let you hear for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's God will give somebody a gift of healing, although the healing follows all believers, and they can lay hands on other people and they're healed, but they themselves aren't healed. Because, and we talked about that, the power of God, you can go back and watch that on VFN TV maybe. I don't know if it's available. But understand that we need each other. And besides, that's how you're going to stay encouraged. You'll stay encouraged when you are around fellow believers who are like-minded, who love Jesus too, mm-hmm. who are talking about what God shared with them, and it's relating to what God shared with you. And as you guys share, it's just encouraging. And life has its ups and life has its downs, its ebb and its flow. And you can't just run to a body and demand something from it when you never were functioning in that body in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so many people do that. It's so funny that, you know, people just show up and they say, you know, we were checking around churches that we thought we'd want to be married at or we wanted to get counseling at. And it's like, who are you?
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry. We'll pay you some money for it. It's like, what? Where did that come from? What happened? What happened with all that? How did the church end up into being something of that nature? Or, you know, all of a sudden this tragedy hits and these strange people show up knocking on a door they never even went through, you know, asking for help and not telling you. They're telling you what their problem is with an individual and their family or their marriage or something, but they've not telling you about themselves how it got to this point.
Right.
And you have to get together today and begin to relate today, serve each other today, let people know your heart today, prove yourself today, and everybody needs to prove their love towards each other in the body of Christ, because when that day comes, the first thing the devil's going to do is he's going to put doubt in that relationship. He's going to put doubt, and he's going to begin to try to divide you from the very thing that you need. And if you've already built that fabric, you've already interwoven yourself together by the Holy Spirit, and you've carried each other's burdens and fulfilled the law of Christ. You loved each other. You ate together. You blessed each other. You blessed each other's children, and you love each other's children, even on their journeys. And so, when stuff happens, and it does, then you know you have a place that you can go to where everybody knows your name, and it won't be just somebody who's just being nice to you because they're just trying to figure out what meanest thou this because you've knocked on their door. It's everybody's going to wrap around you. That entire body is going to have compassion over your situation, mm-hmm. and they're going to relate to you. And you're not supposed to be at every place, but there's a place that you're called to be. There's a place that you're called to be. And this is what the Word of God says. He says, go to the place that I tell you to go, and there you fully function at that place. And just stand by there for the next orders that he's going to give you. But the whole time you're there, you don't hold nothing back. You're just fully there, fully present, fully functional, you know, fully submitted, fully covered. If anybody needs anything there, I mean, you're like the first person that jumps up and says, how can I help you? The pastor at that particular gathering or that church you know, you're their best friend because you're the one that's going to jump up and you're going to say, "What do this is where God's called me, so I'm here to help you out, whatever you need." And at times, yeah, they're going to minister to you, but there's times when you're going to minister to that pastor by just serving, serving, helping him or her carry that load. And if I'm telling you, it just brings such joy to you. That's what we're called to do. I mean, you're missing the joy of the Lord when you're missing the body of Christ. You're missing that wonderful thing of just kicking back with a sister in the Lord, kicking back with a brother in the Lord, loving on children, just spending that time together, you know, once a week maybe, where you just kick back. And then you see each other through the week, and it's a 24/7 thing, but there's an epicenter moment to everybody's week where we have those larger gatherings where we come together and just celebrate God and worship Him and learn the teachings, you know, dedicating ourselves to the apostolic teachings. And and I just want to encourage you, you know, I want to encourage you that you need to get connected to a church family. You know, begin to look around in your city, begin to pray, you know, and who that would be, and let God lead you.